back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
And welcome back to Charlie's Geekcast presents The Adventures of Superman, our first episode of the day, Horace Morton's Weather Predictions Part 6, which first aired on June 21st, 1940, starring Bud Collier as Clark Kent / Superman. Enjoy!
Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman! Now, Superman, valiant fighter for truth and justice, mighty champion of the weak and the oppressed, who came to Earth from the planet Krypton, and who walks about among men disguised as mild Clark Kent, news reporter for the Daily Planet. Slopes of Music Mountain, softened by heavy rains, have advanced on the town of New Birmingham, and particularly on that part surrounding the plant where precious radium is refined from the ores of black pitchblende. While Lois Lane helps frantic women pack up their belongings and get children safely on buses, Kent has found that truckloads of pitchblende ore worth thousands of dollars are being moved from the refinery that night, and that the mysterious group which works through Dr. Horace Morton plans to bring on a violent storm that will make its plundering easy. Not knowing how or where they plan to strike, not being able to tell Lois how much he knows, Kent works on assisting the desperately hurrying families. Not much time to go. He knows the wreckers plan to strike at 10 o'clock. And so far, Lois refuses to believe him. Listen.
Oh, Miss Lane, I don't know what to do. Where's Jimmy and Susie?
Now, Miss McNamara, everything's all right. Your husband's gone on ahead with the furniture.
The children, Miss Lane. I can't leave the children.
They'll be all right. They're on the bus, aren't they?
Well, they're on the bus, but I don't know. I don't know. Oh, listen to it. That's the mountain. It's moving.
Nonsense. That's just thunder, Mrs. McNamara.
Lois, remember what I said. There's a storm coming up.
Don't bother me about that now. Go ahead, Mrs. McNamara. You get on that bus, too. It's the last one. Go on.
Oh, Miss Lane, it's a blessed angel you've been helping us like this. You come, too.
No, I'll be all right. We've got a car. Is everybody on? Go ahead, driver. Go on. Well, thank heavens we got them all. Whatever happens now, they won't be caught here.
Lois, Miss Lane, I just thought of something else.
Mr. Kent, it's no use. I just won't believe my Uncle Horace is mixed up with any gang of criminals. You can talk until you're blue in the face. But unless you've got something better to go on than a hunch, I'm not going to...
Now, look here. You admit he can control the weather. You told me that much yourself.
Why, no, but...
Well, then, you also know that he's with a gang. Now, what if the gang is making him do it? What if they plan to bring down the mountain and block those trucks, maybe tonight? Yes, and all those people on their buses, too, and the kids.
Clark... They wouldn't do that. They couldn't.
Well, they might. And if they were, what could we do about it?
Oh, it's too terrible. What could we do?
Lois, I've had an idea. If there is anything in this, if your uncle is back of all this rain, where would he be working from?
Well, how should I know?
Well, nobody knows, but we can guess. All his equipment is back up at the observatory, isn't it? Right on the mountain itself.
Oh, but Clark, he couldn't be there. They've had a guard up there ever since he disappeared.
Oh, I know, but guards can fall asleep, can't they? Anyway, we don't really know where his scientific stuff is or how he works it. It might be somewhere out in the woods.
But, Mr. Kent...
Even if the guard's right on the job, the place is locked and he's on the outside. What if there's a secret entrance? It's not impossible.
Well, there might be. Oh, I don't know. What do you think we ought to do?
What's the time?
Wait. 9:15.
They're pulling it off at 10.
What? What are you saying?
Nothing. Look here, Miss Lane. Are you game for something?
You know I am. What is it?
I want to go up to that observatory right now and look it over. You never can tell. We might find something.
Yes, but what if we don't?
Well, we're no worse off, are we? Come on, back to the car and let's go. We can make it in half an hour, storm or no storm.
It's thunder. There is a storm.
Yes, or else it's the mountain starting another slide. Come on. Here's the car.
Well, here we are back again. Find anything on your side?
Shh, quiet. I think I saw a light.
Did you? Where?
I'm not sure. Look here. I'm going to try and break in. Maybe I can pry open the window.
Do you think it's safe?
That won't be if the guards catch us. You go back to the road and keep an eye out. Hurry.
All right. If I see anything, I'll either whistle or come back. Be careful, please.
There she goes. Good girl. Plenty of grit. But I don't want her around when it's time for Superman to act. Did I see something? I'll say I did. Got to get around the corner. There's a light in the cellar. I didn't notice that window before. It was hidden behind a bush. Ah, here we are. Now, let's see. Great Scott. Collins is down there, the gang leader, with a gun. Yes, there he is, the devil, standing right back of Morton. Morton's working at his equipment. And there's the police guard, tied up in a corner. Well, my friend, you won't be carrying your plans much further. I'll get down where you are, right through the wall, in one crash. Here goes. Out for the light. Don't use that gun, Collins. Don't do it. I warned you. All right, take it. Now then, where's that lamp? Oh, never mind. I can see all right. Dr. Morton.
What is it? What's happened?
Dr. Morton, it's me, Clark Kent. I guess there was an explosion. The whole world went out. How are you? Are you hurt?
Collins. Watch out. Oh, Collins.
Oh, don't worry. He's out like a light.
Mr. Kent, Laura, what happened? I heard the crash.
Lois, right down here. Down that hole. It's all right. Bring your flashlight.
Lois. Oh, thank heaven you come. Quick.
Uncle Horace, are you all right? Oh, Clark, what's happened?
They carried me off. Made me work. Made me create bad weather. Lois, they're criminals. And that man, Collins, he's the head. Come to me quick. Don't wait.
Dr. Morton, what do you mean?
The final storm. 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock tonight.
What?
Uncle Horace, it's 10 o'clock now.
Trucks loaded with radium. They're going to bring down the mountain. I called up a storm. It's coming.
Kent, not only the trucks, the buses, all the children. Oh, Uncle, stop it. Turn it back.
Dr. Morton, stop the storm.
I can't. It's gone too far. If you come 5 minutes sooner.
Clark, it's coming. It's here.
Dr. Morton, where is it going to happen? Where are they going to catch the trucks? Quick, now, quick. Maybe I can head them off.
The forest, he'll pass beyond the refinery.
Forest, he'll pass.
But you can't stop him too late. The whole side of the cliff is loose. They'll block the trucks and steal everything.
Lois, you stay here. Watch your uncle. Untie Devlin there in the corner. Then have him tie up Collins.
Oh, Clark, hurry. Hurry, you may be in time. All those children.
I'll hurry all I can. Out the way I came in.
There. Out. Out we go. Forest Hill Pass, eh? Superman against the mountain. Not much time. Got to hurry. Out and up. Faster. Faster.
Down the wind, faster than an airplane, Superman streaks toward the narrow cut known as Forest Hill Pass. Can he make it in time? Already the line of trucks creeps up the slope. Behind them, the swaying, rocking bus, brightly lighted, eager boys and girls, knowing nothing of the treacherous mass of rock and earth poised on the heights above.
Now you keep quiet. Oh, I declare it's more than I can stand. Shut your noise, all of you. Oh, look where we are. Look out the windows. If it isn't Forest Hill Pass. Oh, children, we'll be safe out of here before we know it. Oh, look, it's starting to rain again.
Ah, there are the trucks, right in the pass. There's the school bus right behind them. Great heavens, look at that rain coming down in sheets. And there comes the mountain. It's moving. Got to get there. Down. Down. Those men on the trucks. They've stopped. They're running away. Well, I could use those trucks myself. If I can stop that slide just for a minute, the bus can get through. Down. Down. Oh, it's coming. If I can fling the trucks in the way and make a barrier. Too bad about the radio bar. I'll dump that. Maybe I can hold the mountain long enough for the buses to get by. Now. Now. There goes one truck. And another. Maybe I can make it yet. Still coming down.
And here's the bus with the children in it. Now, quick, quick, with another truck. That ought to do it. Hurry. Just stop for a second. Keep that thing going. Keep that bus going. You'll make it. Hurry. Made it. They're safe. The bus with the children got through. They're all right. They got through. Okay, Music Mountain, come ahead and do your worst. You can't hurt anybody now.
Another cup of tea?
No, thank you, Lois. I'm feeling much better now. But what about you, Mr. Kent?
Oh, I'm doing fine.
Splendid attempt you made, Kent. I mean, to get down the mountain last night.
Well, as it turned out, I didn't have to warn them. The trucks were wrecked, but the children got through, and after all, that was the main thing.
Very strange about the trucks, wasn't it? They looked as if someone had just picked them up and thrown them right at the mountain.
Quite so. Being considerate enough to dump them carefully first. How do you explain it, Kent?
Me? Gosh, I don't explain it. I can't. But what about you, Dr. Morton? What about the Morton system of weather control? Now, don't forget, Lois and I want a good long interview about that for next Sunday's paper. How about starting talking right now, eh?
No, I think not, Mr. Kent. I'm sorry, but I think not.
Why, Uncle Horace, what do you mean?
Lois, I've made up my mind. I think the weather is best left to nature. When we try to interfere with nature's way of doing things, we make only trouble.
But, Doctor, look here.
I'm sorry, Mr. Kent. I realize I owe you much, but I owe humanity more. My secret is one that is better left unknown. The Morton system is dead, forgotten, destroyed. My story, I'm afraid, is one which will never be printed.
So ends the adventure of Dr. Horace Morton, the man who made the weather. Kent and Lois are disappointed that they will have no story for Editor White. But another assignment is close at hand, even more thrilling, more dramatic. Tune in next time and follow the story of Superman. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.
And our second episode of the day, Hans Hoblin's Doll Factory, Part 1, which first aired on June 24th, 1940.
Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman! Now, Superman, strange visitor from another world, champion of the weak and the oppressed, valiant fighter for truth and justice, who mingles with ordinary men disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for the Daily Planet newspaper. As our story opens today, the huge presses of the Daily Planet are working at top speed. A horrible catastrophe has struck the manufacturing town of Melville, and Perry White, editor of the Planet, has ordered an extra edition of the paper. At the same time, he has instructed Clark Kent and Lois Lane, the Planet Star reporters, to hurry to Melville for an eyewitness story of the catastrophe. As their car speeds out of the darkening city, they discuss their assignment together.
How long will it take us to get to Melville, Mr. Kent?
About an hour. We make good time. Mr. White wired the owner of the factory, a man named Holbein. He's probably expecting us. Poor fellow must be all broken up.
What caused the explosion? I didn't get the details.
Well, there aren't many details. The explosion occurred in a doll factory and killed 13 employees. That's all we know. What sort of an explosion could wreck a doll factory and take such a terrific toll of life is a mystery to me.
Every assignment you go out on seems to have mystery connected with it, Mr. Kent. I sometimes wonder whether you don't manage to create the mystery.
What do you mean?
Forget it. Not worth discussing, really. Well, how about stepping on it? I'm anxious to get this thing over with and get back to town.
Joe, I told you to stay at the factory to keep people from snooping around.
I know, Mr. Holbein, but this telegram came and I figured it might be important.
You don't have to worry about the factory. Nobody's snooping around.
Good.
Joe.
What's the matter, Mr. Holbein?
Listen to this telegram. Clark Kent and Lois Lane, Daily Planet reporters, will arrive Melville 8 tonight to get a complete story, factory explosion. Your cooperation will be appreciated. Perry White, editor.
Reporters, huh?
Well, you'll handle them okay. Just like you handle the chief of police and them fire inspectors.
This is different, Joe. This reporter, Kent, I've read about him. He won't be so easy to handle.
No, we can't take any chances, not now.
Well, they're coming. You can't stop them.
We have to stop them. Listen to me.
There's no train until 10, so it means they're coming by automobile. You will meet them before they reach the bridge and see that they turn back.
Suppose they don't want to turn back.
There can be no such thing. You will tell them the road is closed. If that doesn't work, do the next best thing.
You mean?
I mean accidents can happen. Very serious accidents.
I get you.
Now remember, Joe, they must not reach Melville under any condition. Under any condition.
Well, you must have taken the wrong road back at that fork, Mr. Kent. We've been riding more than an hour.
Oh, I'm sure this is the right road. Are you getting tired?
No, just bored. What's that up ahead? Red light?
Yeah, someone's waving a lantern in the middle of the road.
Now, don't tell me we have to detour. That's all I need to make the trip perfect.
Well, I don't see any construction. Now, what's the trouble?
Where are you headed?
Melville. We're reporters. Daily Planet.
Oh, yeah? Well, you'll have to turn back. Road's closed.
Oh, can't we possibly get through?
Not a chance, lady. River went over its banks. Road's 4 feet deep in water.
Well, there isn't any water here.
You're on a hill, mister. The river's down in the valley.
Well, but we've got to get through. We're covering a story. That factory explosion in Melville.
Nothing to it, mister. Boiler blew up. No story there.
Well, then let's turn back. We've wasted enough time. Well,
just a minute. Isn't there another road we can take?
Nope. This is the only one that goes into Melville. Well, I gotta be getting back. Sorry.
Well, I don't see the point in sitting here staring into space, Mr. Kent. Turn the car around.
Oh, wait. This doesn't look like a hill to me, and I don't see any valley below.
All of which proves what?
Well, it may prove nothing, but I'll find out soon enough. You stay here. I'll run up ahead and have a look.
Clark Kent, you're an obstinate fool.
Be back in a minute.
She can't see me around that bend. Lucky, too. This looks like a job for Superman.
Well, here goes.
So, the road's flooded, is it? Not a drop of water. The river is just where it should be. I thought that man with a lantern was lying. But why? What's his purpose in trying to keep us out of Melville? Wait. Here he comes now. He might not be willing to talk for Clark Kent, but he'll say plenty for Superman. I'll just drop down on the road.
Good evening.
Hey, where'd you come from?
Never mind that. I understand you've been telling people this road is flooded. What's the big idea?
Listen, I ain't got time to fool around with no guy in a masquerade costume. Beat it.
Not before you answer a few questions.
Beat it, I said. Go on before I let you have it.
Put that gun back in your pocket. It might go off.
That's what it's for. Now, scram.
I said put that gun up.
Stand back or I'll shoot. Stand back.
Go ahead, shoot. Those bullets bounced off my chest, and you're lucky they didn't snap back and take your eyes out. Now, it's my turn. Number one, you're getting rid of that gun.
No.
Number two, you're going to talk or I'll break you apart.
Let it go.
Now, who sent you to stop us on the road?
Nobody.
You're lying. Maybe this'll loosen your tongue.
Don't hit me again. Don't. I'll talk.
All right. Make it fast. What's behind all this?
It ain't my fault, mister. I'm getting paid.
Who's paying you and why?
Give me a chance, mister. I'll tell you.
You had your chance and missed it. Now it's too late. Miss Lane is coming up the road. I'm afraid I'll have to put you to sleep.
No, don't.
Sorry. Next time, don't wait so long.
Mr. Kent!
Can't let Lois see me this way. I'll duck behind a bush and change back to Clark Kent again.
Mr. Kent, where are you? Why don't you answer?
Here I am, Miss Lane.
Well, what happened? I heard shots and cries for help.
Well, that man who stopped us on the road wasn't telling the truth. The road isn't flooded at all.
But the shots, I heard two shots.
He pulled a gun and fired at me. Fortunately, he missed. We had a fight, and, well, I guess I knocked him out. There he is on the grass at the side of the road.
You knocked him out?
Well, he sort of ran into my fist. Let's get back to the car. The sooner we reach Melville, the better.
Well, what about the man?
Oh, he'll come to, all right. Come on.
Say, what's this all about, Mr. Kent?
I don't know, but looks like someone's trying to keep us from reaching Melville.
Why?
That's what I can't explain. Here, get in.
Mr. Kent, have you told me everything?
Of course.
Well, I don't like this at all.
Well, whether you like it or not, Miss Lane, you're in for mystery. And unless I miss my guess, plenty of mystery.
Hello.
Hallmark. This is Joe.
Yes?
They got through. You were reported. A fellow and a girl, they're heading for Melville.
You fool. I told you to stop them.
I couldn't. The big guy grabbed me and...
Never mind. Now, listen to me.
Take the back road and get here before they do. Come to my house. No. Go to the factory and keep watch there, you understand?
Yeah, sure.
And this time, make no mistakes.
That must be Holbein's doll factory across the street. Not much of it left, is there, Miss Lane? Just one wall standing.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yes.
Nothing but loose brick. What do you intend doing?
Oh, I'll look around. Must be a watchman or a caretaker. You wait here in the car.
Just a moment, Mr. Kent. If you think I came along to watch you get a story, you're crazy. Well, go ahead, mess around in that pile of brick. I'm going up to interview Mr. Holbein at his home. Come
on. Lois, wait. Oh, the silly little fool. Hope she doesn't get into trouble. Oh, well, might as well look around. Oh, that explosion, whatever it was, certainly wrecked this place. Hello, here comes someone. Watchman, I guess. Oh, no, it's the man who stopped us on the road, the fellow I hit. He recognizes me.
Hey, what do you want?
Me? Oh, nothing. Just looking around. A terrible explosion.
All right, keep walking, mister. Hey, wait a minute. Ain't you the reporter?
Reporter? No, I'm a traveling salesman. I sell ties. I've got some samples at my hotel if you're interested.
Ah, never mind. Keep moving.
Yeah, sure. Good night. Boy, that was a close shave. He knew he'd seen me before. I just stuck around the corner here out of sight. Now,
off for these clothes. I think it's high time Superman did a little investigating. Something hidden under that pile of bricks, and I have a faint idea it may be a clue to the cause of the explosion. Well, we'll find out soon enough. Up, and away!
Do you have a cigarette, Miss Lane? Perhaps a drink?
No, thank you, Mr. Holbein. Now, you were about to tell me how the explosion in your doll factory occurred.
Oh, yes. Well, it's not easy to talk about, Miss Lane. All those poor people.
Well, what caused it?
The boiler. The boiler in the basement blew up. All of a sudden, Miss Lane, without warning. Oh, it was terrible.
Were you in the factory at the time, Mr. Holbein?
No, but it would have been better if I had been. Yes, much better. For 20 years, I've made dolls. Pretty dolls, and then comes this.
Well, it wasn't your fault, Mr. Holbein. You're not to blame. Well, I think I have enough information. I'll go back to pick up Mr. Kent.
Mr. Kent? The telegram had said Mr. Kent was coming.
Yes, he stopped off to look at the factory. Probably rummaging through the brick.
What?
I said he's probably rummaging through the brick.
Oh, he is he?
Of course he won't find anything.
I'm not so sure about that.
Well, Mr. Holbein, what do you mean?
If my man Joe doesn't take care of him, maybe he will find something. So in case he does, I think you'd better stay here.
Let me by.
No, I'll keep you here just in case. And the door's locked, Miss Lane. Don't waste your time.
Let me out of here. You can't do this.
I can do this and more.
Why are you holding me here anyway?
Because you come snooping into my business, and I don't like to have people snooping.
Well, then you're hiding something. Something about the explosion.
Yes, I am hiding something. And if your friend, Mr. Kent, finds out what I'm hiding, you will never leave this house alive.
Will Superman find anything in the ruins of the doll factory? And if he does, will it mean death for Lois? How far does Holbein dare go to guard the mystery lurking behind the shattered walls of his doll factory? And what is that mystery? Tune in next time and follow the thrilling story of Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.